This is a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and he stayed close to the sea. One of the synagogue officials, named Jairus, came forward. Seeing him, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him, saying, "My daughter is at the point of death. Please, come lay your hands on her, that she may get well and live." He went off with him, and a huge crowd followed. There was a woman afflicted with hemorrhages for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." Immediately her flow of blood dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Jesus, aware at once that power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who has touched my clothes?" But the disciples said to him, "You see how the crowd is pressing upon you, and yet you ask, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. The woman, realizing what had happened to her, approached in fear and trembling. She fell down before Jesus and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." While he was still speaking, people from the synagogue official's house arrived and said, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any longer?" Disregarding the message that was reported, Jesus said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." He did not allow anyone to accompany him inside except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they arrived at the house of the synagogue official, he caught sight of a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. So he went in and said to them, "Why this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but asleep." And they ridiculed him. Then he put them all out. He took along the child's father and mother and those who were with him and entered the room where the child was. He took the child by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." The girl, a child of 12, arose immediately and walked around. At that, they were utterly astounded. He gave strict orders that no one should know this and said that she should be given something to eat. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Who of us can't identify with a sick woman and a seriously ill child? We're quite familiar with these two miracle stories, an esteemed synagogue official and a nameless woman, named only by her chronic illness, and both of them are desperate for Jesus' help. But this is so much more than a miracle story. It's an announcement of Jesus' interruption of the social order and his creation of a new community. Jesus turns things upside down. We have a synagogue official throwing himself on the mercy of an itinerant preacher, and an unclean woman, who shouldn't be in the crowd at all, touching Jesus' garments. Jesus stops, heals, and listens to both stories. And in the woman's case, he calls her daughter and welcomes her back to the community in which she had been an outcast. Jairus witnesses all this, hears that his sick daughter has died, and is told, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." And the synagogue leader does have faith. Because of what he has just heard and seen in Jesus' company. We know that women and girl children weren't recognized in the time of Jesus. Usually, women wouldn't be invited to tell their story publicly, and surely not their story about an illness that was recognized as unclean. Yet the sick woman and Jairus' sick daughter, these two females, pointed to the new community Jesus came to build. A community where each person was listened to and recognized and valued, no matter who they were. A community where status and position were not the important things, but instead love and compassion and responsiveness to the needs of another. Jesus was attentive to each person as he went about his ministry, and we know he reached out in a special way to the outcasts and the downtrodden, to the poor and unnamed and the forgotten. He welcomed them into his new community. How do I welcome each person I meet? Do I take time to search out their story? Do I welcome their interruptions as an important part of my day? Do I welcome the undocumented, the incarcerated, the outsider, those who think differently, those who can't read or don't have a job? Jesus welcomed all into his new community. He healed them and gave them new life. He offered love and dignity and hope for the future. Can I do less? As we begin Lent tomorrow, let us strive to be welcoming people. Let us work to break down barriers and to bring all into the new community of God's love.